After 5 months of back and forth, the legislature may be close to compromising on changes to the state's oil and gas tax credit system. Lawmakers in the House and Senate seem to agree that the state needs to overhaul a system that it has paying cash for tax credits to oil companies. It'll owe nearly $700 million by the end of the year. But a bill to change that system, House Bill 111, has been tinkered with by both chambers and neither has budged. The House version of the bill was designed to cut oil tax credits and force companies to pay a minimum tax. Critics called that a significant tax increase. The Senate version of the bill scaled it back, refusing to substantively hike taxes on the oil industry. And so far, the two bodies have been at an impasse. Since June 22nd, the bill has been the only thing on the agenda for the current special session. But most lawmakers left town, and there have been no public meetings on the legislation for the last 2 weeks. Anchorage Democratic Representative Garen Tarr says the House is proposing a compromise to the Senate.
We're proposing to eliminate the cash credits. That is what the governor, the Senate, and the House all agree on. What we don't all agree on is what comes after that, what new incentive or deduction program would be in place.
In exchange for dropping a comprehensive reform this year, Tarr says the House wants a special committee to meet throughout the summer and fall and come back for the next legislative session with a compromise bill. It's not clear what the Senate will do with that proposal. Lawmakers will have to come back to Juneau to hold a session on the bill, and that's not likely to happen right away. Rena Miller, the Senate's communication director, says they probably won't be back until Wednesday at the earliest. And that is 3 days before the special session is scheduled to end.